Welcome to Friends with Pineapples. This podcast is intended for adult audiences only. If you are not over the age of 18 and interested in listening to sexually explicit stories and opinions, please leave now.
We are two millennial best friend couples who share our experiences and opinions on the swinger lifestyle to shed light on the positives and against the negative stigma.
These are our own views, thoughts, and opinions. Nothing we say should be taken as professional advice or anything other than entertainment.
Now that we have that out of the way, come join us. We are Friends with Pineapples.
Welcome or welcome back to Friends with Pineapples. I'm Ash.
I'm Blake.
I'm Paul.
I'm Nikki.
She stole my line.
She did. That's the first time someone else has started that besides Paul.
I know.
Oops, my bad.
Well, we still do the welcome or welcome back when it's our own episodes.
So well, now we're just getting it all mixed up.
Saying, like when all four of us are together, that's the first time anyone else has said.
New firsts.
I am before Paul.
Well, today we are going to discuss swinging and friendship. After we finish coughing. Today we're going to discuss swinging and friendship because it's important to consider the complexities of maintaining relationships both in the swinging community and with your vanilla friends. So building friendships in the lifestyle, we've kind of touched on this in many regards. I mean, we've definitely highlighted that the friendships you make is some of our favorite parts of the lifestyle. So, Paul, take it away. Tell us a little bit about building friendships in the lifestyle.
Building friendships within the lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
You build them. No,
sticks
so
and stones,
episode's over. Roll the outro.
Well, so
good stuff.
I mean, that's kind of hard to talk on because for me, like the friendships come so naturally, or at least in our experience, they come so naturally. We don't try to force anybody to be our friends. I'm not going to sit there and try to beg people to come hang out. I'm not going to try to sit there and be like, you know, whether you if you want to be our friends, cool. If not, cool, like really doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
So the building the friendship aspect, there's really not much to talk about.
Well,
at least in my opinion,
I have questions about this.
In my opinion, with like friendships and the lifestyle, I mean, we've played with people that we weren't friends with.
Yeah,
prior that we would just meet on a whim at a club or whatever, but I feel like experiences with friends that we've already built that connection with, it's a little more fun and a little more comfortable. Like, personally, you feel more confident because you know they already are into you, like, for real.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you're confident when you have someone at a club that is interested in y'all play. But it, I don't know, the friendship level, like,
I can see that. I mean, I'm an
anxious
person.
Helps the confidence. Yeah, and
yeah.
Anxiety and stuff, it just makes it easier.
So that was going to be my next question. Nikki, you're a little bit more of an anxious person, right?
Oh, yes.
And are you, outside of your relationship, normally extroverted or introverted?
I'm kind of in between. It depends
on
the day.
Okay. I'm naturally somewhat introverted, but I can be extroverted. I force myself to be. And so that was going to be my question is it different for you maintaining and having those friendships in the lifestyle, being that I know Paul is super extroverted, very friendly, makes friends with everybody.
Yes.
Yeah, I can make friends with a turtle.
I know. So I mean, is it different
sure
for you
have.
Maintaining those friendships? I'm sure you have. Hey, I've made friends with turtles before. They're cool.
Yeah.
No, because once I'm comfortable with someone, I'm very extroverted.
Gotcha.
But in the beginning, he is the more extroverted one, and I kind of step back and let him do his thing and then jump in where when I start feeling more comfortable.
Blake is usually more extroverted, but he always tends to fail me when I need him most and I'm like, no, I'm shy, go talk to that person. He's like, no, I'm shy, and I'm like, bitch, please
grow some balls, man.
He'll always bail on me when I'm like, no, I can't do it.
And he's texting instead of commenting on me telling him to grow some balls.
He has balls. You've put them in your mouth.
Shut up.
Nice balls.
Thank you.
Okay.
That was what
You're
I was
going
to say anyway. So,
well, fuck both of
but
you guys.
But now that got, I was going to reply to you and tell what they just said. Oh, when I say I'm shy too, in like
yeah,
a public
you
setting.
Fail me at the most important moments when I need you. Even though you're the most more extroverted one.
But more extroverted, it's still a scale, right? Like, I am not Paul's level of extroverted. I am good at talking to people, but I don't like approaching people. Mm. Like, if I'm right next to someone and just they're there or they talk to me, then I'm pretty extroverted and outgoing. But if I am the one who has to, like, start a conversation, then that's where I'm a bit more iffy.
That's me. Because, like, if you come up to me and try to start a conversation, I will quickly jump into it. But I'm not going to be like, hey, I'm going to go talk to that person across the room and be the one to do it. Paul is the one that does that, and I get dragged along.
So I remember when we lived.
That's why I like going places with him, because I'll just let him drag me along to shit.
So, like,
it always goes great.
Well, and I can seriously make friends with anybody. I remember being
your tree was your best friend.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when we lived in South Dakota, I made friends with every coworker that worked in Cabela's at that time.
Like, we went fishing with some of those guys.
Yeah, and it was just us bullshitting when we were in the store, and, well, not us, me bullshitting with them while in the store and then just hanging out.
But I quickly became comfortable hanging out with them because we also had the archery guys in Alaska.
Yeah.
That, I mean, it was just once we met them and we got to know them, it wasn't just your friends, they were my friends.
Okay. So now that we've talked about building the friendships, let's talk. Oh, go for it.
No.
My bad.
I think more so, though, the way a friendship works doesn't necessarily mean trying to build it. Like you said, it happens naturally. Yes.
Yes.
But it still builds over time. So, like, that level of trust for people that are your friends and them having your back and helping you, that comes through experiences shared with them. So even if it's happening naturally, you're building the friendship anytime you hang out, you go do something together, you help each other, you're there for each other. And I think that that's a really important thing about friendships within the lifestyle, is that you have a bit of a different connection with people. You know, you're way more open with them.
Not necessarily. So I would say majority of our vanilla friends know about us in the lifestyle, and we're extremely open with them. Like, granted, we don't get naked in front of them, and, you know, we don't fuck in front of them, but I mean, like, our thing for childcare, you know, that individual is not in the lifestyle at all. But they know exactly what we're going to go do, and they're completely okay with it.
Yeah,
and so
and they support
so,
us.
Yeah,
us
so I would say, like, so I would say, like, the level of openness is still there.
It's a different level of openness.
Well, I mean, what I'm saying is, like,
detail with them.
No, what I'm saying is, like, the level of openness, even within the lifestyle, with friends outside of lifestyle, is still there. But what I'm getting at is, we have also lost some vanilla friends we've been open with them, and their first go-to thought is, oh, they're trying to fuck us. No, we're not.
Well, I definitely feel like I've experienced that, even though she didn't say it that way, and she never came right out and just spoke her mind about how she felt about it. But I lost a friend that I'm kind of slightly regaining at a distance. But I think one of the things that you'll notice is this will very much tell you a little bit about some of the people you've called friends. Definitely.
Yeah.
You'll learn a little bit. If you decide to be open with some of your friends, you may learn that they aren't the kind of friends you thought they were.
Exactly. And that's the thing, right, is, you know, our vanilla friends that are really our friends, that know us, that accept us, that celebrate us doing this, you know, they have no problem with it. Like I said before, we have lost some vanilla friends because they automatically think that we're trying to fuck them. If they go straight to that, and if there's no communication at all, then fuck them. I don't want them as friends, because now we're actually finding out who our true, true friends are. Mm-hmm. That are not, you know, friendship is supposed to be building each other up, accepting each other, and whatever else, and not being judgmental assholes towards your friends.
Absolutely.
You know, so if they're going to be judgmental assholes towards myself and Nikki, then fuck them. They can kick rocks. We don't need them in our lives.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's that simple.
Well, and I think this is a great segue to talking about navigating boundaries, if you think so too, because when you have those different types of relationships, sometimes you have to navigate those boundaries a little bit about, you know, what do you talk about, with whom, how do you approach things? Like, I have a very close friend that doesn't judge me. She's wonderful. And I share with her a decent bit. I don't go into great details, but I do talk with her about it. I even talk with her about my podcast.
She was here.
Yeah. And she, yeah. And she's,
no, she was on an episode that we posted.
Yeah. She was on an episode and she's met lifestyle friends. But like, we have boundaries. I wouldn't break those boundaries with her, you know?
Right. But it's like the one friend that y'all had that was around, and she made the comment about how it's funny how we interact with each other. Because yeah. I give Blake just as much shit as you do.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much, yeah.
And that was a vanilla friend.
Yeah, that was a vanilla
friend.
That
knew who I was.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. that's the thing. I mean, if your vanilla friends know you and accept you, then those are your true friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you have people that, oh, I can't believe you're doing this, and oh, you're going to hell, or
you do that with them?
Oh, you're cheating, you know, whatever else, that judge you, and it has nothing to fucking do with them.
Mm-hmm. That last one's my favorite one, though.
Yeah. Oh,
it's
you're cheating
if my wife's watching and there, like,
and doing
how does
the same
that work
thing with someone else?
Yeah. Yep.
Just saying.
I see it not as cheating. I see it as a open book test.
I so. Love that analogy. It's an open book test.
Yeah, instead of cheating.
You know, you just I get better grades.
I just see it as an open yeah. book test.
Are we grading on a curve?
I don't know. I mean, I it kind of so. Sounds like depends it. When you're in a group, you feel
are.
Like it.
Depends on how I yeah. love curvy women.
I mean, the grade's the orgasm.
Oh, yeah, yeah, exactly. I thought that was graduation.
Oh, I don't
okay.
know.
Anyways,
this analogy's
anyways,
gone
anyways.
Too far. All
right.
All right. Yeah, I'd say that I don't have a ton of friends, to be honest, regularly because of work and everything. But the few close friends that I do have, I told because I knew that they would not have any reaction.
Yeah.
And I've not had anyone of them have any issues or any of those feelings
yeah.
about it.
But similarly, when we look at boundaries, I know there's certain friends that you don't hide things from, but you don't discuss it. And there's friends that you mention things to and, you know, you have conversation about. And then there's other friends that you just don't talk about it with. And it's kind of up to you to navigate those boundaries and kind of have those individual boundaries in each of your relationships in your life. You know, if you have a girlfriend and you're starting to tell her stuff about your lifestyle activities and she's
yeah.
super blushing and is like, oh my gosh, I can't handle this. Maybe that's not the friend to share with.
Yeah.
Hey, but it goes back to the conversation of building boundaries in the lifestyle, but you also have to build boundaries within the vanilla friends that know about the lifestyle.
Yeah.
You got to set boundaries with them.
Navigating boundaries, right?
Yeah.
I would say you'd have to make sure you have set clear boundaries between your friendship, your friends within the lifestyle, as well as your friends without, like you said. But you have to have those boundaries within the lifestyle. Like, hey, you know, when people are around, when we're in a public setting, you know, don't, I really wouldn't appreciate this or that. Or, you know, if we're, for instance, if we're at a meet and greet, right, mm-hmm. in our town that we live in, I expect us to honestly act as normal friends as possible and not lovey-dovey on each other.
On other people's others.
That's my point.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
obviously, yeah. like, if we go to a meet and greet, right, that's in our hometown,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to flirt with Ash in a public setting, and I wouldn't want
not out
you.
In the open, but like discreetly, yes.
No,
not
yes,
like
yeah,
in everybody's face.
But yeah, yeah, because God forbid your boss walks in or my boss walks in, and they know who we're married with.
Yeah,
I mean, and then they yeah. see that. So you have to have those clear boundaries of, hey, you know, when we're in public setting, you know, or if we're out to eat.
We don't need our bosses walking up behind us and seeing someone else grab my ass.
Yeah. Now, and then having to explain that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Now, like, I mean, if we're in a completely different town, you know.
We're at home.
Or at home, right? But if we're, I get that. But if we're in a completely different town, right, and flirting happens, then cool. Because no one knows, no one gives a, I don't give a fuck if people find out that I'm a swinger, especially in, let's say, 200 miles east of us, right?
Yeah. Like you tried, like the time you tried to bag the waitress.
Oh, yeah.
She was hot.
Oh, yeah, she was.
Well, she also knew we were swingers.
Yeah, I told her.
But again, that's because we were out of town.
Because we were out of town.
We know the rules.
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to do it within.
Such a rule.
I'm not going to do it within our living area, right?
Right.
Because.
There's too many people that know us.
Exactly.
In a, well, like not, a professional
not,
setting.
Not too
professional.
Many people that know us. I'm saying, like, God forbid, a coworker or your boss or.
That's what I'm saying.
You know. Or whatever walks in, because I don't want them. So you have to. I don't want them seeing that. So you have to have those boundaries set in place. Whether okay, this is what we can do in public. This is what we can't do in public, right? And where in public?
But that's like just basic communication with your friends in the lifestyle that you have around friends not in the lifestyle. It's just communication on what you do and don't want, and then just setting those boundaries and letting them know that. Like, officially, like, that's what you'd like.
Yeah. So really what this boils down to, again, is it comes back to communication and being open to communicate, not just with your partner, but also with your play partners.
Now, and another...
And friends.
And I would say, like, another boundary for us is, you know, friends first, right? Mm-hmm. Play second.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's always been that way. So we can still have... Family-friendly weekends, right, where the kids hang out, we hang out, and nothing happens.
Yeah.
It's and that's completely okay friends. With us. And that's awesome that we can be able to do that. So I will say that is another boundary that individuals will have to discuss with their friends. Like, hey, what are you okay with, you know, family days or hanging out just as normal friends and not constantly playing
every time.
All the time, you know? So that is another boundary that's important to us.
I'd say that everyone we frequently play with are people that we also would just hang out with and do frequently.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because the friendship is a very big part of it.
Yeah, and I think because Blake and I were so introverted at the time when we finally stepped out and kind of got into the lifestyle, something that we needed was we needed to be making more connections and friendships and relationships so that we can also make those for our kids or help our kids make those. And it's kind of given us a natural way to do that that's been really healthy. I mean, our child has made some great friends through people we've met.
Yeah. I mean, and ours have too. We had a couple here 3 weeks ago, and, you know, our child is constantly texting their two kids.
Uh-oh.
And, I mean, it's, oh, no, they have, they're great friends now.
That's awesome.
You know, you know, she was showing her that, like, look at my hair that, you know, my mom did and everything else. And it's just, it's an awesome dynamic to have to know that, like,
your
kids are hanging out and then you can, like, it just, it.
They have those friendships as well.
Yeah. Well, not
those types of friendships. I'm saying just they get to benefit friendship-wise as we benefit from the friendships.
And
with
that, on our talking points, I kind of want to skip around.
We kind of have been.
So I kind of want to skip around.
Really the next stuff that we were going to talk about, like friendship dynamics outside the lifestyle, we've really talked about that.
No, like I want to go back to it, but... Okay. Seeing how we're on this subject, this is a great segue to support and community.
Yeah, definitely.
Right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, highlighting some of the supportive natures of the swinging community and like what some of our friends within the swinging community has done for us. And I will honestly say, like, some of the best people that we've ever met and some of the people that we will always call
friends
for the rest of our lives are more in the swinging community than the vanilla community. You know, I mean, we've said on previous episodes about when one of our, I was gone on work trips and Nikki's car broke down. Mm-hmm. Again, you know, a couple we met in the swinging lifestyle, they have their own businesses, and they completely cleared out the schedule to come over here to make sure that Nikki was taken care of whenever the tow truck guy came over, or when the water broke and our water line broke, and our water line's like a quarter mile fucking long.
Yeah.
From our house to the meter. So finding it was a pain in the ass. And we've had friends within the lifestyle come over here in the rain.
Pouring down rain for 3 days straight. He would come over here and walk the water line trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
And that was someone we met in the lifestyle.
Well, and then Paul over here has gotten himself negotiated into helping us with our backyard this summer to make it nice and grassy.
I guess.
Grassy.
Grassy.
But these are the types of people that you're going to find in your life that are always going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're so accepting, and they're going to be willing to help no matter what, you know. Like, I know in the event, right, let's say we moved and we found friends in another place that we lived. If I needed something, like let's say my truck broke down or whatever, and I called, the first person that I would probably call would be someone in the lifestyle. Like, hey, can I get your help? Because they're more willing to fucking drop what they're doing
and help each other
and come help you, because that's the type of community that we mm-hmm. are. We're such a uplifting community. Or at least, in my opinion, 95% of us.
And I've noticed that those vanilla friends that are accepting tend to follow a similar pattern.
Yes, absolutely.
So, again, it really is an eye-opener about sometimes the people that are in your life.
But it takes a while for us to get that open with our vanilla friends.
Of course.
Vanilla friends.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you can open up.
Yeah, not every friend is going to be that way.
I honestly think that you're able to be way more open with someone within the swinging lifestyle than you are someone in the vanilla world, muggles, that you don't really know that well. Because it's going to take time for you to open up to your vanilla, non-lifestyle friends on who you really are.
Yeah.
Because people are so afraid of judgment.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. Since you are in a space where you're discussing boundaries and what you are into, what your kinks are, you're just naturally able to be more open with those people without judgment. Whereas with your vanilla friends, it takes longer to get to a similar place of connection. It takes time and experiences with them to get to know them, to know if they would be someone who would actually judge you for that.
Yeah, when it comes to social stigma and judgment in the lifestyle, obviously you're going to run into that in a variety of different ways. And so it's really important to look at the challenges that you might face in maintaining those friendships, both outside the lifestyle and inside the lifestyle, just due to that stigma and the misconceptions about swinging. So we'll talk a little bit about strategies for dealing with judgment and maintaining positive relationships.
Sounds good. I mean, Paul's already said that when we end up telling our vanilla friends that we're in the lifestyle, if they don't like it, they don't like it. They don't like us. It's fine. But there are people that have a hard time with that, especially if it's someone they thought they were close with. So it's just kind of, you've got to find that happy balance with your vanilla friends, that if you know you can tell them you're in the lifestyle, fine, great, tell them that it's nice support. But you also have to figure out which of your friends you shouldn't quite tell that you're in the lifestyle.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be cautious on who you tell.
And who you tell.
You're going to be able to navigate on who you can and cannot tell pretty quickly.
Yeah, some people who, you know, maybe they don't keep secrets as well. Some people who are a little more talkative about things, if you know that that person has that issue, you might not want to tell them about your lifestyle activities.
Yeah, I mean, because they're your friends already, so you kind of can figure out which ones you should and shouldn't tell early on in your friendship.
Yeah, and so, I mean, if you're hesitating, if you're second guessing, I mean, maybe give yourself time.
Yeah.
That would be a recommendation, just give yourself time to evaluate that relationship and decide if that's actually a person you should confide that in.
If you have that doubt, don't just look over it. Think it through. Figure out if that's what you want to do.
And I think that kind of relates to one of our other talking points, maintaining discretion. So just discretion both within and outside of the lifestyle, and respecting people's privacy and their boundaries. So you've got to use discretion in who you're telling, but also within the lifestyle about, you know, other people within, so that you can maintain people's privacy.
Absolutely. Like, tiny example, and this is a really small example, but we ran into someone while we were out of town in a grocery store, and we were like, hey, we totally couldn't remember who we were talking to for like a brief second. And then we realized it was someone that we'd met in a lifestyle activity. And we were like, oh, we met at, and like, I don't know, we inserted X other thing, well, because we didn't want to call them out in their workplace. Turned out they worked there.
Not just that, since we didn't immediately remember, we all of us, including him, did not mention anything, and then just kind of separated.
And all figured it out.
And then we all remembered, and then when we walked by each other again, we talked about why we were actually there, because we had said something about a concert and stuff.
Yeah, and then we were like, nah, JK, this is why we're really in town.
Because he was at his workplace, too, so, yeah.
Nice.
So, just respecting those social boundaries, making sure that, you know, you're respecting somebody else's privacy about their activities as well as your own.
Okay, so on that, right, we were talking about how if you're in the town, if we're out in town, right, in the town that we live in, have the same respect for other couples. So in the event that we go out of town to meet a couple,
and that is their town?
And that is their town. We still need to have, we still have that same rule.
Yes.
In their town, we act as if it is our town.
Because, I mean, they live there daily.
Yeah, because I don't want them to have to explain to their boss why another dude was groping up on his wife or whatever else, or flirting with her, or, I wouldn't want that done to me, so I don't do it to them.
And then when you think about all of those different things, and we talk about, you know, the friends that are going to know and some of the vanilla friends that may not like that you participate in the lifestyle, there's also going to be changes in all of those friendships. And so you'll have to cope with changes over time with both your vanilla friends and your lifestyle friends and how those things might change. And this could mean a change in your lifestyle activities, and how frequently you're interacting with your lifestyle friends could also impact that relationship over time.
And not just that, it could also change in like what you're into, or I mean, attractions can
change.
Attractions do change from time to time too. What you're into may change from time to time. So you have to be able to cope with the change, or whatever. You have to be able to, and not just cope with it, but you should always communicate it with your friends of like, hey, you know, I know we had so much fun in the past. However, you know, recently I haven't been really feeling myself or feeling this. Y'all still great people, and just be upfront and honest. Does that make sense?
Yes. And you know, I kind of want to touch on another thing going off of like all of that. We've kind of touched on it, how to navigate non-lifestyle friends, like just vanilla friends with a lifestyle. But I also think a big one is how far you can share things with certain people in the lifestyle, because some people don't want you going around telling your saucy stories that you did with them to other people.
Yeah,
so it goes both ways.
Too.
Like, if you know that couple doesn't care,
well,
if you share stories.
Maintaining discretion.
Well, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I'm going back to that. I just thought about it. But there are people that don't care if you share their saucy stories with you. And then you have those people that don't want you to talk about those stories. And you just have to navigate those boundaries as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, over time, if you think about it, if you stay friends with people for a really long time, like, you're going to have life changes in your life that are going to impact you and your own relationship. And the same goes for your relationship with your friends. Mm-hmm. And so when those things change, when you change, you know, it's definitely going to be something that you want to be aware of and navigate. But like, you should still be able to maintain these friendships throughout life's changes.
Yeah.
It's just like navigating vanilla friendships. Except you get a little extras.
With like vanilla friends, a lot of my friends that I used to frequently do stuff with on Fridays or Saturdays, such as like video games something along those lines, were a little disappointed that all of a sudden I now frequently had plans and was going out on weekends. Yeah. But we've still, you know, been able to connect during the week and hang out, and on weekends when we're not hanging out with anyone.
Are these your friends that you like physically know? Or you just know them online?
No, both. Physically. Well, one of them that I play games with used to live here and moved away. But the others are employees and friends locally.
Because I was going to say, like, if I'm playing a game, let's say I wasn't in the lifestyle, but this is just me. If I wasn't in the lifestyle and I'm playing a game, I'm like, man, you know, my teammate's not on the game tonight. Man, he's not on this week either. Or next week. Or the week after. And I'd say something if they just said, yeah, dude, I'm getting laid with my wife. You know, we're going around fucking other couples. That would answer every bit of my questions. And I'd be like, awesome. Good for you.
Well, what's so funny is on Friday and Saturday now, instead of asking, hey, you going to be on tonight? They ask, hey, do you have any plans tonight?
Yeah.
Because if I say yes, they're like, all right, have fun.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
Like, they already know.
Absolutely.
They know what you're up to.
So, you know, we have other talking points like advice for new swingers. I really don't have any advice for them.
Bruh.
Shitty podcast, right?
whole great podcast tonight. Is about.
Paul does not feel bold enough to give advice.
No, like, I really don't, because like I said in the very beginning, making friendships is natural.
Wait, you're the best one at it. You're supposed to have the advice.
Like, making
he doesn't know how he does it. It's just natural.
He's really
naturally
is.
Born
it's
that
naturally,
way.
So,
yeah,
y'all haven't
though.
Been new
He's naturally
for a
beautiful.
Long time.
So, I'll explain it to you this way. I will explain it to you this way on like how natural it can be. Anybody and everybody can be friends. And I'm going to say this. Anybody and everybody can be friends. There is something in this world that you have in common with any given random fucking stranger. Whether it's your favorite color, whether it's your favorite food, your favorite TV show, your favorite movie, your favorite music genre, doesn't matter. Your favorite type of season. Your favorite weather, your favorite time of day. It doesn't fucking matter. Everybody has something in common with somebody, period. So I always think of that and go, cool, friendship comes natural.
You got to find what you have in common with them and build
on
that.
Yeah, but you have to ask those questions. Yeah. You have to be the extrovert and go, hey, man,
but
what do you like to do?
You're extroverted in the lifestyle and outside of the lifestyle.
Because I talk a lot.
Well, I like how you put that, because I've said before that I can make friends with anyone. I can fit in with any group because I'll find something that we relate on,
yeah.
You know, and then just communicate on that, you know, find a connection and run with that.
I don't have a problem with that. I have a problem with being awkward while trying to do that.
Well,
you got any advice for that?
See,
you're
I'm
not
a professional
awkward.
Bullshitter.
The,
so.
The only way you're going to be awkward
no,
is if you're picking
you're
your
cool
nose while asking them a question.
You haven't gotten the awkward ash before.
No, the only... What do? You just go over there, cross-eyed, pick your nose? So what's your favorite color? Like, no, that's
but
awkward.
When you're feeling insecure, sometimes you don't know what the fuck to say.
Or you just say stupid shit. I know
yeah,
what I get what she means.
Stupid shit. It's
how
the
about,
saying,
hello,
shit.
My name is blah, 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 blah.
Do you have you never heard a new conversation with people with me? Do you not pay attention to my
have
aspect
you ever heard
of those conversations?
The words just don't fucking come out of your mouth, right? Even though you think you know what to say?
You
that happens too.
Have you never heard me say you meant what I knew?
Or like they just they just look at you so confused that I'm like, did my Pete words Cedars. Come out
just
jumbled? Because I thought I said it correctly.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, it just takes that, it takes that step of getting out of your comfort zone, walking up and going, hey, I'm so-and-so. How are you doing today? And if they want to talk to you, then they'll talk to you. If not, they'll walk off. But at least you know that they're just an asshole. And you don't want that in your life.
This is true.
So
I get that people think I'm crazy look all the time because I just will spout out random things that have nothing to do with the conversation, but they popped in my head in the middle of the conversation.
They
and that's
just
where
hating.
I'm awkward.
They're just hating.
Yeah. I mean,
they're
I
not
just,
appreciating okay. what you're bringing to the
I'm
table.
I'm into that.
But okay,
thanks.
so my advice.
I do my best.
So my advice for new swingers, right, that are wanting friendships within the lifestyle, mm-hmm. is don't be that awkward couple going to a club, sitting in the corner, not talking to anybody, and at the end of the night, not understanding why the fuck no one came and talked to you. You have to take that step.
Yeah, if you're sitting and in the corner just talking to each other, you kind of give off the standoffish vibe.
You know, well, but I've also just, never had a not, failure not of a really. Conversation if I make it through the first 30 seconds of terrible awkwardness. So, I mean, if you just push through that first 30 seconds or so, it's bound to go somewhere.
It's so easy to talk to people at Swingers Club, too. It's literally fucking...
Well,
there's
the easiest
so many,
place.
There is so many podcasts. That literally describes how to fucking do this. Hey, I'm so-and-so. This is my wife. How long have y'all been in the lifestyle? Cool. That's awesome. We've been in it for this amount of time.
Hey, I like your shirt.
Yeah. Hey, I love your outfit. Hey, I love
your
outfit.
I need you to link me to all of these. No, I'm joking.
Like,
no,
hey,
I do need some more podcast material. I want to start listening like while I'm working during the day.
Oh, I can give you all
Send
those.
Send me a list, please.
But yeah, I mean, there's so many episodes where they talk about this shit, and it's just like, it's so easy to start a conversation and to see if there's even the chemistry for friendship, especially at a swingers club. The hardest thing is making that step and going to talk to someone.
Well, and at a club, at least you know you have one thing to connect on. The thing that you said about opening is, hey, how long have you been in the lifestyle? Like, you know,
now,
after introducing yourselves, that's because you're both, you know, if it's two couples, you're both in the lifestyle at a swingers club. So
now,
you at least have one thing to talk
yes,
about.
Yes, but sometimes. I will say more recently, I have seen non-swingers, non-ethical, non-monogamy, just straight up monogamous relationships hanging out at swinger clubs. Why?
Why?
I don't know.
Because it's easier to make friends that way.
But I have
they're
seen...
They're curious. Yeah. They're curious. I'm telling you, it's baby steps for them.
Well, which that's
no,
fair.
No,
I mean,
no. Like, we have literally... We know there's couples that have gone to the club in Lubbock.
Well, maybe they're best friends with swingers and they're just
no,
cool people.
No, they just go there and they sit on the couch and they people watch.
Oh, okay. I mean, I can see it. People watching is like a whole thing. And
like,
I mean, who else do people watch but some really hot swingers?
But like, I mean, we've talked to a couple and they're like, and I've asked them like, hey, so how long have y'all been in lifestyle? Like, we've seen you here a few times, you know, but y'all just sit there. They're like, oh, we're not.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
It's very awkward at that point.
All right. Well, enjoy your night. You know? And
they,
and there's nothing wrong with it.
No.
No. And
okay,
there's
fine,
nothing
I guess.
Wrong with it. And they're good looking people.
I just
so,
hoped for a longer answer.
No. Well, so here's like, and they're good looking people. So obviously, like, you know, when we see them and the next time, like,
it's like,
hey, y'all, so are y'all in it yet? Nope. Oh,
it's
okay.
Like going to a club and seeing the guy that you're like, oh man. And then he's gay. How disappointing.
I would say my advice for new swingers would be to get off your butt
talk to people.
Make that first step. Even if your spouse or your partner is like, oh my God, I'm so nervous. I really don't want to go talk to him. I mean, just tell your partner like, hey, it's okay. It's going to be cool. It's just a conversation.
Well, to follow that, my advice would be get out of your head and it's going to be okay. Those two, because realistically it's kind of like dating. There's more fish in the sea. Like, what's the worst that's gonna happen?
Yeah,
this conversation goes poorly and you move the fuck on. I don't know. I mean, I just gotta remind myself of that sometimes.
take the leap. Like, even if it you strike out on your first go, like, just do it.
Final thoughts for the day. I know we've kind of discussed a lot here about building friendships and navigating boundaries. Talked about the social stigma and maintaining discretion within your friendships and relationships in and outside of the lifestyle and coping with all the changes. And we've also talked a little bit about some advice, but also if any of our listeners want to throw in their advice for new swingers or just for swingers in general on relationships and lifestyle, feel free to comment or email or throw them our way. Any other final thoughts for us, guys?
I mean, I think we've said before that to us, friendship was one of the main factors of the lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And those connections have really just been great for us as people, you know, having friends that we trust, getting out more and enjoying those friendships. And you're probably going to have a lot better time in mm-hmm. this if you actually develop those friendships and relate to the people that you're hanging out with yeah. versus just having fun.
I'd say in our humble opinion, it's a lot more fun if you're doing it with friends.
I just like to do hood rat things with my friends.
Well, of course.
You like to do more than just hood rat things with your friends.
Have you never seen that video?
No.
Oh my God, I'm showing my fucking age.
No, I know the. I know.
I've heard it.
I'm showing my age.
It's an old school.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Keep in mind, I didn't catch up with memes for a little bit. So the older
this
memes.
This is like when YouTube started.
Yeah, like exactly. Original, the I know, dawn he, of YouTube.
He
yeah.
was there. I was not because I was still, you know.
Had my iPhone 3G.
I barely had a flip phone
app.
Back then.
That's what you had?
Yeah.
I had a Razor.
Now, Nikki, I did mention recently some different things about lingerie. I mentioned that you really liked the site Adore Me. Do you have any thoughts on Adore Me?
Some of the most comfortable lingerie I've ever owned has come from Adore Me.
Even their lace?
Yes.
Ooh, yeah.
But I will also have to say, here recently, I bought some fantastic lingerie off of Temu, nonetheless.
Really?
Actual, like, true to size, like, true fit size, whatever. Mm. The material, some of it is on the cheaper side, but it's so soft and it's just been good. I have not had a bad purchase off of Temu for lingerie. I've not.
Nice.
There's only been one thing I've returned on Adore Me. And it was really just because I didn't like the fit. It wasn't that gotcha. The size was messed up or the material wasn't comfortable. It just didn't fit my body.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, like, I don't know what all you've mentioned on where you get stuff. But like I said Adore Me and Temu, but I've gotten stuff off of Amazon.
Amazon was one of the ones I said, but I also mentioned two sites that I did a little bit of research on. And while they do have some pricier but very good quality stuff, they have some really great sales. One of them that I had mentioned, I'm pretty sure I still have open. It's like Promises or Playful Promises, right? Yes, Playful Promises. They had some really cute stuff that was like sales with sets that were really nice mm-hmm. and lingerie. And so I'm hoping over time to grab a few more sets and give you guys some feedback on those other sites. Because everybody
some pictures on Instagram.
Oh yes, and everybody always needs more lingerie, right?
Yep.
I'll have to look into some of those sites and give some feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep. I like anything and everything.
Okay, so Paul.
Yeah.
What styles or type of lingerie would you say is your favorite to
all
see
styles.
On me?
All styles.
That's my answer.
No.
Okay, guys, you got to give us something better than that.
No. Again.
Like, is there a specific like, color or, like, style, material, lacy, silk, what, leather?
Well, obviously, like he said in their episode that was posted today at 8 a.m. Or not 8 a.m., 5 a.m. I like spandex and leather.
Mm-hmm.
But I also like the fishnet bodysuits with a little bit of lace, dark colors. I like the dark colors. I'm not a big fan of red. Not a big fan of, like, I do like white at times. Like, mm-hmm. if we're having a black light glow party, then obviously white, yellow.
Like the brighter colors for that.
The ones that will pop in the black light, those are hot, right? But if we're
own a bunch of black.
Yeah. But if they're just in a normal setting, then I'm going to say black and lacy fishnet type with the thigh highs, you know, whatever else. And like the strapped bras that you have. Yes. The strappies. Or
get
leather.
Off my strappies.
But I would say that like I like the leather, the spandex, the dominatrix type stuff. Obviously, to a certain point, like there's some dominatrix outfits that are a little too much, like with ones that have like the face mask built inside of them and shit.
That covers
I'm not into the whole head. Yeah,
no.
I'm not really into that. But I do like the shiny latex.
The look of it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have another question for you.
Go.
How does my confidence in what I'm wearing, lingerie, whatever, outfit-wise to a club, affect your experience?
It doesn't.
My confidence level doesn't affect your experience?
The face Blake made.
The fuck?
Your confidence level... So,
and what I'm wearing and how I am at the club does not affect your experience at the club?
No, because my experience is with you. Yeah, get fucked, nerd. My experience ultimately at the club is me and you doing something, right?
Well, yeah, but...
So now, does it affect the type of experiences we have?
Yes.
Then yes. Yeah, they do.
But you're saying like you'll still enjoy it because you're there with her.
Absolutely.
Regardless of how that affects
her,
the night and her. Gotcha. So he's saying even if you ain't feeling yourself, he feeling you. Am I right?
100%.
Okay.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
I was starting to get defensive.
No,
like,
see,
I was starting
I'm
to get very
them.
Defensive.
I'm okay. saying if all she's right. showing up in something hot and feeling hot, then I'm gonna be more excited, and that's.
Then, like, if on the way I'm bitching and I'm like, oh, I don't feel good, I don't feel right, I just don't look pretty. If I'm, like, if I'm negging myself the whole way there, he's going to be stressed out.
All right.
Yeah, you look like the asshole here.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Because, one.
I get what he was meaning.
No, because, one.
Full of yourself.
No.
What was?
God-like complex.
Yeah, there we go. There we go.
So, here's the deal, right?
Wow.
Nikki and I.
Need that on a button.
Wow.
Nikki and I never go to any clubs.
Okay.
That we're that we're not
say full stop. Hold on.
That we're not wanting to go to.
That's
we
true.
Don't go to any parties that we're not wanting to go to.
Okay.
So
if it's
we
not
have
both of us are game. We don't go.
We have straight up been on our way to a club, and then hey, I'm really not feeling it. Cool. Let's turn back around.
Oh, no, we don't ever turn back around.
I haven't been feeling myself in a long time.
Or we have straight up canceled the room the day of the club.
We have
the day
done
of
that,
the party.
But we've also still gone through with our hotel reservations and just done something else and not gone to the club.
Yeah.
Fair.
Just still to get out.
See, so, it's important to roll with the flow.
So.
Go with the flow.
Okay, maybe I am an asshole.
Roll.
I don't know.
I know. I like your perspective, Paul. I understand what you were saying for you. You are going to be excited to take her to the club regardless because you feel she's beautiful.
Yes. And I'm there. Do we have more fun when she's feeling herself or when she's feeling sexy? Yes, we do. But do I still have fun if she's just like, hey, I really don't want to dress up. I just want to go chill and hang out with my friends.
Yeah.
I still have a blast. Because I'm doing something with my person. Okay, let's start this over. Re-ask the question, Nikki.
No, I thought this was a productive conversation. We're keeping it, Paul.
Okay.
We're keeping
re-ask
it.
Re-ask it.
You can re-answer, but we're keeping it.
Okay.
How do you feel my confidence level in what I'm wearing at a club affects your experience?
I think that it makes the world difference. World of difference.
A And this has been a podcast on marriage.
I think it makes the world a difference.
This whole thing needs to stay.
Like, this I whole just, thing. Yeah, I mean, you know, if Nikki's feeling herself, you know, that makes me happier that I'm there with her. And I just, I love it.
Okay, Nikki, you can quit pointing the gun at him.
I love it.
You broke her in a different way this time.
No, but in all seriousness.
She's crying.
In all seriousness, I will say when Nikki's feeling sexy at a club, mm-hmm. obviously we do have more fun and we're enjoying the night more. But I'd still enjoy, like, when she's not, like, she wants to be there, but she's really not feeling sexy in herself or she's not wanting to do anything. I still have a lot of fun because I'm there with my person. Mm-hmm. So am I still happy we're at the club? Yes. Or am I still happy we're at a meet and greet or a hotel takeover or just even with fellow swinging friends? But mm-hmm. I'm still happy to be there.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I also feel like I'm going to add on to that a little bit. Even whenever we go and I'm not feeling sexy or we don't have like a saucy night, a spicy night, we still get to hang out with friends, and that's what's important. Like, I still enjoy hanging out with our friends at the club that we only see when we go out of town and meet them at a club.
Yeah. So it's Blake, still like, kiss my ass. All right. You're over there. I don't agree with you. Blah, blah, blah,
it's still a good time because we get to hang out with our friends, even though I don't feel super sexy or I'm not super confident in myself. I still get like a, not a warm, fuzzy feeling, but like just like comforted feeling that I can be there and not feel that confidence, mm-hmm. but still have that much fun and trust in these friends that we've created. Because
you're surrounded by people that are positive and uplifting.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. You got another question to ask me?
Yeah. Is there any others that strike your fancy?
Okay. I have a question for you, Paul.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, we moved
Why
on.
Don't guys get lingerie? You know?
Actually, I got something to mention. I finally got the boxers with the ball sack.
Oh, yeah.
What? Okay.
I thought cool. we weren't telling them. As soon as he put them on, he was like, I actually really like these. Don't tell him I said that.
Don't.
Do you like them?
Yeah.
Do you like them, Paul?
Yes.
Admit Good. It. Say it for me. Tell
I
me like you
like the
them.
Underwear with the ball
I tried
holder.
To get you to try my underwear on so many
I'm
times.
I'm not wearing
you
no.
They no. were washed. No, 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 no. They weren't used. Nope. They were washed.
Nope. Not going to happen. Anyways, okay. So why don't guys.
You'll share a vagina with me. But why don't. Underwear.
True.
That is not where I thought you were about to say you'll share a vagina with me, but you won't share a ball sack holder with me. That is where I thought you were going with that.
Oh my
you
don't God, have to be I have so much time. To cut out. Oh, I have so Stop. Much editing.
These too. Would be a good bloopers, I'm just saying.
Okay, so to answer
you
your
can
question.
Bank this for blooper reel.
Okay, so to answer your question, why don't guys wear lingerie? Because I haven't been asked.
Paul, would you wear lingerie for me?
I want you to wear lingerie.
I will wear lingerie for you.
He's worn
Wait,
mine.
I want to know what my options
I'm just
are.
Kidding. No, he hasn't.
I don't even know what men's lingerie looks like. I know it exists, but there's
not enough. I will go
enough.
Get a little bow tie banana, for my
banana
fucking...
hammock.
Yeah.
A bow tie. That's exactly what I want.
No,
tie.
What I'm saying is there actually is lingerie for men. There's like one-piece little suits, right, with the ball sack or like the banana hammock that are attached.
Suspenders,
mm-hmm. yeah. So there is lingerie. The only reason why I have not worn it is because I've never been asked. So us as men, right, it's very animalistic of us. We want that. It drives up like the dopamine, right, whatever, to where you're just like, fuck, I'm so horny.
Look what I just found.
Yeah.
There's exactly. a Beautiful. Website called Candyman.
Yeah.
And Candy
it is,
Man.
It is men Candy lingerie. Candyman
men, that is...
But what I'm saying is, like, we, and it's also society, too. You see, our grandparents had the Sears catalog, right? Mm-hmm. you go to Sears catalog, you'd always look at lingerie. You know, there's it's always in there. Men section of it, of underwear, you'd have boxers and briefs. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Always.
Always. So society has put that out there, that only women should be in lingerie. That was all of society. Okay. That's egotistical. Old school men.
Because I have a question now. You've posed a really good thing. You've said no one's asked you to, though.
Yeah.
How do I know I need to ask my spouse to wear lingerie for me?
If you want it.
I want you to wear this.
Okay.
I guess that's I never thought that that was an option. I don't know why I haven't thought of asking you to wear lingerie
How many times has he been in, let's say, even Walmart, fucking Target, Victoria's Secret, wherever, and goes, damn, that would look so good on you? How many times has he done that? Okay. How many times have you been on whatever, seen something like that, and look at him and say, damn, that would look good on you?
I never see the options. Like you said, when we go to the store, there aren't options there. So that's what sucks is you're right. The representation isn't out there.
Yeah.
For real.
So like when we might walk through a store, he'll be like, that's some hot lingerie. You should get that. Like I don't.
Yeah.
They just have fucking boxers.
Because we're not asked.
Hey, buy some boxers. Like that's not lingerie. Okay. Well, I've got some new ideas.
Okay. But for real, I want to see you in this.
Okay.
That is pretty hot. I'd see you in that too.
Order it. Wait, and I'll wear
Blake,
it.
Are you offering to wear that too? I have not heard you consent to wearing lingerie.
No, I
said
I wanted to see him in it too. No, I'm the one who's asked this multiple times. I think I've said this multiple times in the podcast that why don't guys get lingerie?
I did not know.
It's because we were not asked.
Okay. Well, we have uncovered a new area of interest.
I mean, honestly, like if because and it's you're right. Like the knowledge of there not being male lingerie
seems unattainable. Like when you're not thinking about it.
But it is very attainable.
Absolutely, I agree.
But
with
it is very attainable. It's just ask. Like, hey, you know. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
That segued into some great questions. Okay. That.
Cool. Anything else?
Oh,
I don't think so.
I don't know. I'm about done with giggles for the day. You wore me out.
Okay.
I'm shopping.
Oh, no. Okay, I might need to go do some shopping, so I want to turn my phone off airplane mode.
Okay. All right, cool. Well, that's been our episode.
All right, folks, we're going to go look at men in lingerie. Have a nice night.
Thanks for tuning
Bye,
in.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
If you've liked this episode, please give us a 5-star rating. And for any comments, questions, or concerns, feel free to email us at friendswithpineapples@gmail.com. Thanks.
Perfect.